Right, this is why I am livid, and I probably should have taken the time to collect my thoughts before just ranting. This is probably going to be a jumbled mess. But the reason I'm fucking livid is because my neighbor's dog is sick. I've been taking her to work with me so the vet can look at her. She's been given prescriptions. She's getting better, but she's still not great. This is a boxer. Small for her size, but she is, last time we weighed her, 32 pounds. So, yeah, that's a small dog. She is fucking scrawny because she's been sick. She hasn't been eating much. Understandable. She's going to lose weight, but she's already skinny to begin with. And the vet said, feed her 3 times a day. Well, first she said, feed her puppy food. Did my neighbor go get any puppy food? No. And this is a dog that I take care of, you know, 5 days a week usually. So, did my neighbor go get puppy food? No. I got some dog food, some wet canned food from my landlady, and I took it to my neighbor's house so that the dog would eat, mixed it with the dog's crappy shit pedigree food, which is absolute fucking shit. Don't feed that to your dog. So I've been mixing the canned food with the pedigree to get the dog to eat, and when it went in on the 28th of February, it weighed 38 pounds. I think it was 38 pounds, and it was already skin and bones then, and she was like, feed the dog, get it puppy food. He didn't get it puppy food, so I went and fucking bought it puppy food after I was feeding it its pedigree crap for a while because I was waiting for the owner to take some initiative and actually take care of the fucking dog, but of course not. So I went and got some puppy food, and I also got some canned food so that the dog would be encouraged to eat. If she wants to eat wet food and she wants to eat puppy food, fucking give her wet food and puppy food. Don't feed her shit that she's not going to eat when she's already sick and she's so skinny. Ugh. So then, 2nd of March, I took her in again to the vet, and she had lost 4 pounds, so she was down to, like, 34 pounds, and she had started eating better, but she still was scrawny, and she wasn't feeling any better because they didn't know exactly what was wrong with her. We were still waiting for test results. So, in the interim, we found out what was wrong with her. She has immune-mediated arthritis, so we put her on some corticosteroids, which are reducing the swelling in her joints, and she can walk, and she's happy, she's got her wiggle back. Yay! My fucking neighbor is not feeding his fucking dog. He's got a bowl of pedigree shit out there, because the puppy food's gone, and just lets her free feed. And the vet said last time she saw the dog on Friday, I took her to work with me, and the vet looked at her again. She'd lost 2 more pounds, so she's down to 32 pounds now, and, I'm just so pissed off. Ugh! So, yeah, so puppy, she said feed her 3 times a day, like, shove food at her, she needs to gain weight. I mean, you can see both parts of her hip bones on the side and on her back. You can see each of her vertebrae. You can see each of her ribs. You can see her chest bones. Her collar is like 3 sizes too big now because she's lost so much weight. Okay, and when I go over today, and I don't take care of her on weekends usually, but I figured I'd go over and say hi to my neighbor and check on the dog. I go over there, and I just happen to glance at where the canned food is kept, and there's still the same can unopened that was there before. I look at the canned food that I brought the dog from work, some prescription stuff that's essentially as fatty as it can get. We feed it to animals who are anorexic, won't eat. So I got some of that. She likes it. I fed it to her when she was at work with me. There are still 6 cans of that, same as when I brought over. I looked in the fridge. The open can that I had opened last time I fed her was still in the fridge with the same amount gone that I had taken out of it last time. And he hasn't gotten any better food than the pedigree, which I suggested to him was not good for her, and he needed to get better food. So yeah, I fed her when I was over there, but there's nothing I can fucking do. I can't say anything to him, because like, he'll probably just cut me out of her life, and I love this dog. And it's not necessarily about me loving the dog, but if he cuts me out of her life, I can't take care of her, and he's obviously not going to. I feel so helpless. If I say anything, it might just get worse for her, you know? And she's not abused. She's being given food. She's just not being fed properly. Okay, I only have 8 seconds left. Bye, Twitter.